Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. I'm here with Councilman Carl Stokes. Councilman, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great. Hi, Mark. Mark, what a day already.
It's all right, man.
How you doing?
And my condolences.
Great. Thank you. Yes.
My
eldest daughter, Carla's mother, Penny Blackwell, passed 2 days ago. Thank you, Mark.
My condolences.
And, of course, Carla's a part of the WEAA family.
She's a wonderful girl, man.
Right.
Woman. She's grown up now, woman.
Yeah, she's
a
woman.
And you forget, we're both old, we're once a little woman.
Right, right. We forget as dads, right.
Yeah. So, thank you. Carl, let's get down into it. So what – we've had a lot of budget cuts. We had this show that we did together, you and numerous others, for weeks on end about demanding audits in departments, about where the money's going and not going in the city.
Sure.
And then this pops out. Talk about how it popped out. And what was discovered and what you're talking about in terms of the taxes we have not collected. Because it's been inching up. There have been stories about hotels that have not paid enough taxes.
Sure,
coming up
right.
to this and more.
Okay. This is not simply about the tax incentives and whether we should give them or not give them. What has happened, transpired, is that the tax incentives that we have given, oftentimes the State Department of Assessments and the City Finance Department and recalculating or checking what the state does in its assessments, we have missed our calculations to the tunes of hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars, because only a small sampling have really been done. And interestingly, Mark, those samplings have been done by the media, particularly by, if I may mention, Scott Calvert of the Baltimore Sun. And it's where we're finding...
And the Baltimore Brew.
And the Baltimore Brew, Mark Reuter, yeah. Also. And we're finding all of these mistakes on a small sampling of calculations. And so the city has been missing dollars because of the underassessment, primarily from the State Department of Assessments. But the City Finance Department is charged with reviewing and double-checking at least some of that that comes in, and they've also been missing it. And so we're losing a lot of money. Let me mention that sources inside of the administration have said to me that we may be leaving as much as $30 million a year on the table from underassessment. But it's not just that $30 million is not just the bad assessment or calculation of the tax credits, but citywide, particularly in the commercial real estate, people in commercial real estate privately have said to me that if you just pull up what these properties sold for in the last 2-3 years and then look at what they're assessed for, you will see that the assessment is much smaller than the market value, thereby causing the city to underbill for tax collection purposes.
So what was the argument going on in city council around the whole question of the audit? And why was there such a battle around whether or not to audit what's happening with
the current one?
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, even though the mayor called the press conference Monday morning to say an audit's not necessary, I was bringing in a resolution to call for an audit of the finance department. So even though the mayor called the press conference Monday morning saying an audit's not necessary and we should wait for the finance department to fix its problems, it was almost a unanimous support from the city council members that evening to move forward with an audit of the finance department. There really wasn't a battle in city council around this.
It was a battle between the council and the mayor's office, though.
Yeah, apparently. And I was a little surprised by that. Now, remember, the audit has to be done by the comptroller of the city, so there are three sort of branches.
And there's no political love lost there on some levels.
No. Apparently not.
Just to be frank.
Yes. But... Now, remember, we're all working for the common good, and not to just say that at some, you know, platitude. But the comptroller agrees, and as a matter of fact, because of a meeting with the president of the city council a couple of weeks or so ago, has already started a finance department audit. So I think we're all on the same page. There was a little resistance, as I said, from the mayor's office around this, and maybe from the finance department, I'm not sure. But the council and the comptroller, and I would say the people, I just looked at a poll this morning in the Baltimore Sun that said 90% of the people agree that we should do this audit of the finance department around taxes.
So what was the issue here that was raised about the millions in taxes we may be losing?
Okay, so the issue is that the Department of Assessment and Taxation, which is a State Department, is to calculate. So when there's a tax credit, I'm sorry, there are four or five different tax credits. But let's say the Enterprise Zone, which has been in the news recently because of Harbor Point, which says that someone can receive a tax credit for being in a depressed area, and that tax credit is worth, at the beginning, 80% of what would normally be the tax bill. And over 10 years, it goes down until it comes down as low as 30% in its 10th and final year. It seems that in some of the state calculations, they were mixing up what year they were in. And they were giving people tax credits that were larger for a year 10, 9, and 8, for example, when actually they were in year 5, 4, or 3. And the tax credit should have been less. And so they were underbilling several entities, properties, for less than the tax credit. They were giving a larger tax credit than they were due. I'm sorry to be confusing on that. But they were giving larger tax credits than they were due. And the city's finance department is supposed to double check at least a sampling of what the state says is so, and we have not been catching that.
So, but you were making this, you were being quoted in the Bruin of the Places as talking about $30 to $60 million we could be losing in taxes in the city.
Yeah, annually.
So, where does that come from?
From underbilling.
Why do you think it could be that much?
Because someone in the administration said to me off the record, it could be that high. It's not just the tax credits that have been underbilled. Many people in the city, I got to tell you, developers, a couple of whom you and I both know, tell me that they know for certain, because of their experience, that we and the state particularly, beginning with the State Department of Assessment and Taxation, are under-assessing property in the city of Baltimore, that there are properties that have recently been built or renovated, or there are homes or properties that are being sold in the city for, let's pick a number, $500,000, that then the next year the state assesses those property at $250,000 instead of the $500,000 for whatever reason, and then a homeowner or a property owner receives a bill of a tax bill based on $250,000, 50% of value, and they're happy to pay only half of what they know they would normally owe on that property. They're happy to pay it, but I'm telling you that many developers in this town and commercial real estate people have shared with me. Now, listen, this is something the mayor knows also. It's something the mayor knows and her finance department knows because they've seen it. They've seen it from the media, from the periodicals or the dailies that we just mentioned, who have done a little bit of work on this. They know it from private citizens. Separate and apart from the tax bill, this particular property tax, there's a woman whose name, frankly, I won't mention, but we call her the water bill lady, because she has in her own home computer put all of the tax properties into her data bank, and she computes water bills for the whole city. She's the one who tells us how badly we compute our water bills.
So, two quick questions. We only have a little bit of time left. I know you got to run, and we got another group of people coming in. So, A, what do you do about this? What's if we could be losing, maybe his number is five, maybe $60 million, whatever that number is.
Yeah.
What do you do about it? How does that fit into your philosophy of one of the lower taxes to start with? That's maybe too big a question for now, but take the first one first.
Okay, so I suggested a couple of things. I suggested on one hand that we do an immediate audit and we figure out where we're losing money, what mistakes we've made. I said on the Florida Council, this is not about who did something wrong. This is about what we have done wrong and how do we fix it and how going forward we properly bill people. Because the city's also said if we've underbilled people, we can't go back and get the money from them, which they didn't do for residents, but they're doing it for the people who have tax
breaks. I was about
breaks.
To ask that, because if somebody says to me, oh, we made a mistake, and you only paid $200, you owe us $600 more, they come after me and ask me for that money.
They do. They come after
so,
the little
why
guy.
Why would you ask?
They won't go after the big guys. They won't do it. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. The second thing I'm suggesting for a short period of time, a year, 3 years, that we bring in a private company, real estate development folk, commercial real estate people, and have them, I was going to say, audit our books. They calculate the numbers for us for 2 years, 3 years, and get the real numbers. And that way, so they charge us a couple of $100,000 to do it. If we're missing millions of dollars, I'm suggesting we bring in a private entity to go through the books, find the money, calculate
them.
So
you're not suggesting we should privatize the whole
department? No, I don't want to privatize the whole system at all. No, not at all.
Have an outside group come to do the audit to get this right.
That's right. That's right. I don't want to privatize the whole finance department or even the tax assessment. I don't want to do that. Let the state continue to do it. Let the city double check it. But right now, something's very, very wrong and broken. It's obviously broken. Because it's happening every year, not 1 year, every year. And so I'm suggesting we do bring in a private auditor, consultant, to look at this and show us why we're erroring.
Councilman Carl Stokes, District 2. Good to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be with you. God bless you.
God bless you too, man. Take care. We'll take a brief break and come back with our roundtable. And then at the end of the hour, for the first half hour and second half an hour, we will be talking to Doug Gansler, who is seeking to become the next governor of the state of Maryland. We'll be right back. Don't go away.